This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
He was asked about kind of their offseason and said, you know what, they gave it a good try to go get a bat.
Particularly that quest for a bat, middle of the order bat. Yeah, certainly that was one of the things that we felt would really improve our team, and I think it's been written about. We gave it the old college try here. We went after a couple of people, and I think we expanded the view of investment when we thought about that. But when we didn't get that, I think if you think about, we got a lot of, you know, one of the things JJ's been great about, he's brought some people in around him. Roster construction, I think, is really a strength of JJ's. How do you put together a team capable of, you know, getting to the postseason and then ultimately advancing in the postseason? If you think about our team, the back of the bullpen was really the best way that we could add, you know, short of a really, you know, a big bat in the middle of the order, it was really adding to the back of the bullpen. So he shifted gears, and that's when we signed Carlos Estevez.
So that was John Sherman yesterday speaking about their offseason, and it was, as he said, very, very well known that they were in on multiple bats, and people wanted them to go get a bat in the outfield. And it sure seems more and more, as we saw throughout the offseason and again there, that they agreed, like, that they wanted to address an area. They came up short, and as he said, they gave it the good old college try. And ultimately, they ended up saying, let's divert those resources to the bullpen. And that's where Carlos Estevez comes in, and he will be the closer heading into today and hopefully gets an opportunity. We saw him on the cart driving by us, I don't know, what, 25, 30 minutes ago. He is a massive human being that's going to be coming out of the bullpen for this team, and it'll be interesting to see how they utilize him. Like, yesterday we gave our bold takes for the season, and I said I think he's going to have a career high in saves. The challenge with that will be, how do they use the bullpen? I think Urseg will be more of the guy that they used to put out fires, but it's probably not going to be just Carlos Estevez as the clear-cut closer, but he's getting the first crack at it today.
I obviously, and you and I both know, and we could ask JJ again if we won at 11:45, I think you and I know for a fact the Royals' outfield plan, like the one John Sherman's talking about, was the home run swing for Santander or a player like Santander. I think specifically him, but like a player like Santander. And then when that number came out, you're like, yeah, I kind of get why maybe you weren't in that ballpark. And I'm not even saying it would have been worth the risk, because you can win with Salvi, Vinny, Bobby, Jonathan India, another big trade you made in the offseason offensively, and then just have a dominant bullpen. Have a big-time bullpen. Have one of the best bullpens in the American League, or maybe one of the top 10 in baseball. They have Estevez, who can close. Urseg, who closed well for them last year. I will say, Angel Zerpa had an incredible spring training. I don't know if he's getting ready to just take some huge leap, or if it was just a good spring gold. I'll be curious. That's another guy I might ask J.J. Piccolo about. He had an incredible spring. Some of the guys who have been okay relievers for them, not like bad, not good, but okay, those guys are pushed to four, five, six spots. Daniel Lynch, let's not talk about him as a starter. We're not, like, rewriting his history. But as a guy out of the pen who can crank it up to 93, 94 if he's out of the pen, that might work too. Like, I think on paper they're already a top five bullpen in the American League. So, like, missing out on the bat, does it stink? Yes. Is the outfield easily the weakest unit on the roster on paper? Yeah, honestly, it's not very close. It's the weakest unit. Do I panic because of that? No, because I think they just decided we're going to go back to being a dominant bullpen again. And I honestly think that risk was worth it considering the outfield bats that were there. Unless you were going to pay Bregman or you were going to pay Santander gold, who else were you going to pay that was going to make a sizable difference, I guess, is the question.
And that's ultimately what they decided. I mean, yeah, Jack, you know, Profar was a name that some people were interested in as well.
Been fine, but is that a huge upgrade?
Probably not.
It's an upgrade.
Probably not.
But huge upgrade.
Yeah, by the way, some news. I just saw this come across for today's game. Little scratch from starting pitching matchup today. Tanner Bibee.
What?
Food poisoning.
Oh, no.
I don't know where he ate in town. The Guardians starting pitcher today, Tanner Bibee as food poisoning will not start, so Ben Lively is now going to start on short notice.
Do you think it was this is going to go down
food
as like
poisoning.
The alarm pulling thing, you know? Someone's going to accuse Kansas City of poisoning the guy.
Who knows, man? You had some bad chicken, some bad whatever. I don't know.
You've gotten food poisoning before it happens.
I have. I always use chicken as the example because that seems to be the one where it can be the
issue. Well, if it's
and
undercooked.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's the example I always use. So how did that impact today's market? The Royals were -130 to win. They're now -158 to win now that Lively is scheduled to start. So a little switch. Luckily,
I was worried you were going to tell Vinny got scratched or something. I didn't know which way you were going to go.
Vinny's the DH. There's no change with that lineup, but Bibee not pitching today. I'm assuming he'll be good to go later on in the series by Saturday or something. But, it depends, man. Food poisoning, a little 24-hour thing. That sucks for him.
I guess he'll probably start Saturday now, just assuming
maybe he has some Chipino, Cody. For those that have listened to the show for a while, maybe he had some bad
food
Chipino.
Poisoning.
Some bad Chipino.
Will
do
you
that
come
for
to my
you.
House if I make Chipino?
No, because I can't eat that. That is like I'm going to have an allergic.
You can have scallops. You just can't have shellfish, right?
Yeah.
So, like, can you have mussels? Are you sure you can't have shellfish, or you just think you can't have shrimp?
I
want you to get a skin test.
I used to eat shrimp all the time. I loved shrimp. One of my favorite foods. It still bugs me to this day that I cannot eat it.
I think you should get a scratch test. Let's be sure.
And I cannot have shellfish, I'm pretty sure. It's shrimp for sure, and I think it's shellfish. And
you're just avoiding food you might be able to eat.
As far down deep in the ocean as I went before with shrimp anyway, and now you're asking me to go further deep.
I'm just asking to eat a mussel.
I think I know what this is about. I think Cody wants to you want to redeem yourself with the Chipino.
Drew, why don't you and your wife go have just like our old producer did.
Do you guys like seafood?
I do. I don't know if my wife is allergic to Chipino because she's allergic to crawfish, and there's something else that we found out a couple years ago she's allergic to.
You got to find out which ones, and then we'll find out. I'll be careful.
Some bad Chipino.
I'll plan it around you.
Some bad Chipino, a little food poisoning. It'll get you. I know you think it wasn't that. I'm not sure. We got to find out. I don't know what the Guardians had for dinner last night or anything like that. Something was up for Bibee,
yeah,
though.
There's always a risk. Either way, that's a little bit interesting. We can talk about that in just a minute.
There is a less than 1% chance I will ever have Chipino, especially from you.
Less than 1%?
Especially
from me. Drew's
even skeptical. I think you should invite his wife and get a complete
redo. Drew, I think
redo.
You guys should come over, but I need your wife's approval first. I homemade bread. I bought saffron. I went out of my way. This was a fine quality meal. It took me all day. I went to a fresh seafood market down on like the east side of Kansas City. I felt at home.
You sure that wasn't? You sure that was?
Everyone was. The problem was, as I blamed the Chipino, but my kids were sick before and they never ate the Chipino.
Yeah.
My kids ended up sick too. What's their explanation? They don't. Just as a hint, my kids were like two and four at that time. They didn't eat Chipino.
That's the scoop of the day. I want somebody on the Cleveland Guardians beat. I want to know. What type of food? We don't have to say the restaurant. I want to know what type of food Bibee had that food poisoning. I just want to know what do you know? Hopefully, it wasn't barbecue or anything like that. I'm hoping you got adventurous with some seafood and it was some bad seafood.
We're gonna see the quote out eventually, I'm sure. At least from that side. So we'll find out. We'll find out whether or not. But yeah, the Guardians starting pitcher, late scratch today due to food poisoning. So it'll be Cole Reagans versus Ben Lively